Well, yet again, another busy weekend at Donegal Athletics, and its focus really yesterday, Saturday, would have been in Athlone, where the National League, round one was held. And obviously the target for those clubs travelling, and those clubs travelling were Tyrconnell Athletic Club and Finn Valley Athletic Club, both with men and women's teams, and 16 teams vying for the top eight positions to get into the league final, the Premier League final. And that's there's a big long history of Donegal success in that area, but it kind of dipped in recent years. But good return yesterday. Finn Valley qualified both a men's and a women's team for the final at the very end of this month. That was very positive. And Tyrconnell also, they put a men's team across the line as well to also qualify for that Premier team. So that's it. So we have three teams, two Finn Valley teams and the Tyrconnell team in the Premier League final on the 28th of June in Tullamore. So looking forward to that. Some of the results that made the difference for those clubs yesterday would have been, for example, we had Oisin Thompson from Finn Valley. He won the long jump. Joseph Gillespie, a good performance from him in the triple jump. James Kelly, a big throw for him in the shot, as you would expect. And that's for Finn Valley and the men's story. And then in the women's story for Finn Valley, the names that pop out at you were Arlene Crossan, the 55.03. She won the 400 metres quite easily. And Lauren Callaghan, second last weekend in the National Senior Championships. Well, she obviously won the long jump yesterday, so that gives strong points. And then they had good backup points as well. And they had a young team, both squads, both Finn Valley and Tyrconnell had young teams, and depleted teams, in fact. So they'll be really, really happy with the fact that they're both in finals. For Tyrconnell yesterday in the men's, well, Jackie Kennedy and young Dewhurst, Jackie Kennedy in the triple jump, Dewhurst in the 400 metres, they would have given strong points to Tyrconnell. So that was the story in the National League. So exciting enough and encouraging enough, and particularly, as I say, with depleted teams against the big guns from the cities of Cork and Dublin and so on. So well done to them. Today was the day one of the National Underage Juvenile Championships, as we call it in athletics. And there'll be three weekends of national championships. But these championships range from under 13 right all the way to 19. And there's a serious big program to be got through. And today was day one. And so far, quite a few medals. And I'm just going through the list as it happened, actually. Ongoing still, so just a word of caution there that people may still get a few medals and miss them out on this. If it comes to me later, I'll get back on. But Yasmin Barrett-Doherty from Finn Valley, well, she started well. She got third in the long jump with a really big jump of 4.68. That's very good, and it came in the sixth round, so well done to her. And she also got second in the high jump then about an hour ago, so well done to her. Eamon Pine of Liverstraban in the javelin, he picked up a medal. Melissa Ward in the hammer for Tyrconnell and her age group. Michael Moore of Cranford, he was second in the 800 metres. A darn good run from Michael Moore. And just to point out, Michael Moore is one of five Donegal athletes representing Donegal schools, that is, in the international schools now coming up in Wales in a couple of weeks' time. So well done, Michael Moore. And he's a young fella that's beginning to develop, and he's beginning to win medals at national level. So well done. And obviously from from that school, and indeed from the same club, from Cranford, Keelan McFadden won the 800 metres in his under 18 race, and he won 154 for him. So 154.17 I see here. So good on him. And that those two boys who attend Milford at Loretto Convent there, they both were in the medals, and they both represent Cranford with pride, of course. And well done to them. Emma Bonner of Letterkenny, she got third in the under 17-800. And Kiva Gallen, as expected, 59.73, under 18 hammer, she won that. Interesting that 59.73, to put it in perspective, the championship record is held by her older sister, Adrienne, at 60.90. So about a metre in it, So Kiva's really throwing up there and really pushing for a family kind of record in a sense. And as I say, 60.90 is the championship record held previous and held still by Adrienne Gallen of Liverstraban. But Kiva got right up on 60 metres there today at 59.73. So well done to her. Maureen McBride was third in that hammer under 18 from Leinster ban as well, of course. And another Leinster ban athlete, Ashley McArdle, she got second in the 100 meter hurdle. So that's the story so far. It's a few events still to go, and some good, strong enough performances over a range of events. And of course, we'll look forward again to next weekend and additional stuff. There's a 5K in Rathmullen this weekend, which has always proved very, very popular on the 12th of July in Rathmullen. And it's an event that's been established over many, many years. So kind of looking forward to that next Friday evening. And as I say, national championships for underage athletes still kicking on again next weekend back down in Tullamore. But today, about 15 medals for Donegal athletes and gold medal performers, Keenan McFadden, of course, and Kiefer Gallen were the two gold medal performers so far. So well done.